Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your number one sporting event this weekend actually happens tonight. It is Kansas State and Arizona. You are picking the Wildcats to lose, the Wildcats from Manhattan, not the ones from Tucson. You think K-State's losing today. I actually put a wager. I can show you. I bet real American currency. I think having Dylan Edwards back is turning that team around. I think K-State's going on the road and winning. You know what? This is just going to be a bet and a hope in Chris Klieman. That's what I'm doing. I'm betting on Chris Klieman in this one that I don't think K-State is nearly as bad as we've talked about them the last couple of weeks. I think that Klieman turned this thing around. I got them winning today.
I don't have them winning. And listen, as much as it's a KU and K-State are rivals and the whole deal, I love Chris Klieman. I got a lot of respect for Chris Klieman. He's great to this show. I think he's a good coach. All the things. I don't know they are heading out to the desert after what I've seen in the first 3 weeks and winning a game on the road at Arizona. Like, it's more than just the loss to Army. Carrington, they needed a last-second drive by Avery Johnson to pull it out of the fire against North Dakota. And not North Dakota State, the team that perpetually wins FCS championships. North Dakota. It's weird to say about K-State, the model of consistency, and it's, you know, week four in college football. I guess week three, but K-State's playing their fourth game. Man, it feels a little must-win-ish for the Cats tonight. If you go on the road to the desert.
There's no question it's a must-win game. Like, that's not debatable. If you fall to 1-3 and we're not even at the difficult part of your schedule, yes, them missing a bowl game is very much a topic, very much a concern if they lose this. So this ain't a, oh, it'd be nice to have. No, this is a must-win. K-State needs to play well. They need to get themselves out of the rut. And that's why I'm saying is this is a vote of confidence in Chris Klieman. I think that Chris Klieman is far too good of a coach. I think he is far too skilled of a coach. I still think this team has too much. They're not a 1-3 football team. I don't think they go out and I don't think they light the world on fire today. I do think the K-State turns things around and they get closer to being the team that we thought they were going to be. The message is still simple. K-State has not done anything that eliminates them from all of their preseason goals. They can still make the college football playoff. You can't win it if you lose to Arizona and you start 0-2 in the Big 12. You can pack this thing up. You can pack it up. I'm serious. You're cooked if you lose this game. No, I'm taking the Wildcats. I'm taking the Wildcats from Manhattan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.